Stay tuned as we talk about Bible prophecy today, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello. Today, Dr. Gary Hedrick is talking about Bible prophecy. His subject is Getting One World Ready for Two Men. This is a lengthy series, and we know that it's sometimes hard to catch every program. I'll be back at the end of today's message with an important announcement that might be of some help if you missed one of the programs or would like to share this important teaching with friends. And now, with today's installment, here is Gary Hedrick.
Hi, thank you, and welcome, listening friend, to another edition of Messianic Perspectives. This is program number 17 in our series of prophetic studies on getting one world ready for two men. And we've been talking about how the world is being prepared religiously for the fulfillment of end time prophecy. On the past couple of programs, we've been looking here in Revelation chapter 17, where we have this imagery of a prostitute riding a beast. This strange woman is known by the code name Mystery Babylon. Or actually in the Greek it says Mystery Babylon the Great. It's a code name for the end time religious and political system of the Antichrist. So what we have here is a description of a religious and political system that will basically cover the whole world as we approach the end of this age, much like the Roman Empire did 2,000 years ago. The political aspect of this system will be presided over by an individual the Bible calls the Beast, or the Antichrist. And the religious aspect of this one-world system will be presided over by someone the Bible calls the False Prophet. These are the two men this one-world system is being prepared for. One world getting ready for two men. Now, a lot of people, especially Protestants, and most especially back in the days of the Reformers, identified this end-time religious system in Revelation 17 as Roman Catholicism. And it's true that there are markers here that point to Rome, no question about it. But it's misleading to hang this whole thing on the Catholic Church because look what it says in Revelation 17:15. It says, "And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth," or the prostitute sitteth, "are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues." So this is not just the Roman Church, but it's everyone, multitudes, peoples, nations, and tongues. It includes all of apostate Christendom, not just Catholicism, but apostate Protestantism and the Eastern traditions, the Orthodox Church, all of the major religious traditions of the world will be included. And interestingly enough, this is precisely what we see developing today right before our very eyes. What do we have? We have the World Council of Churches, made up of all these denominations all over the world, and it's an apostate group if there ever was one. By the way, what does that mean when I say apostate? Well, it means these groups long ago departed from the historic Christian faith. Check it out for yourself. Take these denominations that are part of the World Council of Churches, for example, or here in the U.S., it's the National Council of Churches. Find out what they believe. A good place to start is the seminaries. Find out who these denominations are that are part of the National Council of Churches, and then go to the seminaries, call the seminaries, write to the seminaries, check out their websites, find out what they believe. Do they teach that the scriptures are inspired by God and therefore without mistakes in the original manuscripts? Do they believe in the authority of scripture? Do they teach that the Messiah was virgin born? Do they teach that Jesus is the divinely born Son of the living God? Do they believe he is essentially God? Do they teach that he died and that he was buried and then rose again on the third day? Do they teach that he is coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead? You see, any group that calls itself Christian and does not affirm these basic truths of the historic Christian faith, any group like that has apostatized from the true faith. That's what the word apostate means. But the fact remains that Revelation 17 points unmistakably to Rome. Look at verse 9. It says, "Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits." So this woman who rides the beast sits on seven mountains or seven hills. And anyone who wants to dispute that this refers to Rome is simply barking up the wrong tree, my friend, because Rome has always been the city on seven hills, even from earliest antiquity. Read the works of Virgil, the Roman poet, or Martial, the first century Roman epigrammatist, or read Cicero, the great Roman statesman and writer, or any one of a number of other ancient authorities. They all called Rome the city on seven hills. All you have to do is look it up in your Encyclopedia Britannica, for crying out loud. Look up Rome. Yet whenever we talk about this, people will say things like, "Well, Gary, there are lots of cities built on seven hills, like Rio de Janeiro, for example." Come on. You know what? If we're not going to at least be honest about this, we're wasting our time even talking about it. Everyone knows Rome is the city on seven hills. And it says this woman who sits on seven hills has committed fornication with the kings of the earth. In other words, she has been in bed with political powers. And all you have to do is read your history to find out about the Vatican's quest for political power and her alliances with kings and queens all over the known world. If you ever visit Rome, you'll see all the gifts and works of art from kings and queens all over the world. And the Vatican is the only religious body on the face of the earth that receives ambassadors from countries all over the world. Even the United States has an ambassador to the Vatican. No other religious body in the world fits this description. Listen, if we're going to be honest, we have to acknowledge the overwhelming preponderance of the evidence that says this woman here in Revelation 17, who represents this end-time global religious system, is associated with Rome and with Catholicism. Now, this is where the religious censors go crazy because they don't want people to hear this. So they'll mount their letter-writing campaigns and their telephone campaigns and try to get us taken off the air in some areas. And sometimes they succeed. But we can't compromise the message just because someone doesn't like it. You know what? They might get me taken off every station in the country. I might end up out in the middle of a cow pasture somewhere, preaching to no one but the cows. But at least I'll know I didn't compromise the clear and unmistakable teaching of Scripture. Listen, you might be Catholic or Orthodox, or your denomination might be part of the National Council of Churches, and so you might find this teaching offensive. I can understand that. But I have to tell you what the Bible says, whether I like it or not, and whether you like it or not. And I'll tell you right now, there are things in the Bible that I don't like. I get my toes stepped all over when I read the Scriptures. God uses the Scriptures to show me my inadequacies. Every time I point one finger at you, I have four other fingers pointing right back at me. It's very convicting, very sobering. And sometimes I have to get down on my knees and repent before God. But I can't overlook a passage just because I find it offensive. It's still God's word. Let me tell you something. If you and I ever get to the place where we are more loyal to an earthly church organization or a denomination or any other group than we are to God's word, then we'd better reevaluate our priorities. My family and I attend a congregation here in San Antonio. The pastor and his wife are some of our dearest friends. But if the time ever comes when we are more loyal to this congregation than we are to God's word, then we are in trouble. Because in this world, there is no such thing as a perfect church, no such thing as a perfect denomination. But God's word is always right. So our first allegiance is to Jesus Christ and his word, not to some earthly organization. Because look what he says over here in Revelation 18, verse 4. He's talking about believers who are still part of this religious system, Babylon the Great. And he says, "Come out of her," who? "My people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues." Did you get that? Come out of her, my people. So there are true, genuine believers in this end-time religious system. If there weren't, then this statement wouldn't make any sense. But these believers are going to have to make a decision because God tells them to come out. Separate yourselves. Take a stand. So what about you, listening friend? First of all, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? I'm not asking if you've been catechized or baptized or christened. I'm not asking if you're a member of a church or a denomination or if your parents are Christians, because God doesn't have any grandchildren, you know. What I'm asking is, do you have a personal relationship with God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure that if you died before this day is over, that you would be at home in heaven with Him? And secondly, if you do have a relationship with the Lord, is your first allegiance to Him or to some earthly denomination? If the Lord told you to come out of whatever group you're in, would you be willing to do it? Because that's exactly what He's going to tell the believers who are here during the tribulation, who are part of this end-time ecumenical religious monstrosity. He's going to say, come out of her, my people. You see, Christianity is not an institution. It's a living organism, the body of Messiah. It's not a religion. It's a relationship with God through His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. That's all of our time for now. Thanks for being here. We love you, whether you're Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or Muslim or Hindu, whoever you are, whatever you are, we're glad you were here. Until next time, this is your friend Gary Hedrick saying, God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. You've been listening to Messianic Perspectives, the Bible teaching ministry of Dr. Gary Hedrick and CJF Ministries. Dr. Hedrick has been talking about the cumulative effect of developments in our generation. Everything is working towards getting one world ready for two men. If you'd like a copy of these programs, they're all available on compact disc for the suggested gift of $18. Just visit our online store at messianicspecialties.com and search for Getting One World Ready for Two Men. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Let me remind you that when you order the materials we offer here on the program, you're not only enabling us to remain here on your station, but you're also helping us take the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach to Jewish people and Gentiles all over the world. Even if you're one of our regular listeners, you still may not know that we're much more than just a radio program. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries, one of the largest missionary organizations in the world. We currently have missionary families serving the Lord all over the world, including the United States, Canada, South America, England, France, and of course, Israel. So when you write, consider helping us with a gift above the suggested amount. We'd be very grateful. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Gary Hedrick continues our series of studies on Getting One World Ready for Two Men, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.